Rocking the Lakes and Mountains, 104.9 The Hawk. Very excited for a show that's coming back right to Wolfboro. This guy, James, has been here many, many times, and he's such a powerful, renowned blues musician, and he's bringing back his blues project featuring the one and only John Butcher, who is on the phone with me right now. John, thank you very much for taking a couple moments to call in and chat.
Yeah, thanks for letting me call in. I'm really looking forward to it. As I was saying to you a moment ago, it's summertime, it's Harley time, it's blues guitar time.
It is, and granted, it's 90 something degrees this week. I want it to cool down a little bit for the weekend.
We'll do it in the shade.
We're good with that. Have you been to the Kingswood Arts Center before up in Wolfboro?
No, I haven't. This is my first time there, and from everything I'm told, it's a wonderful venue to see music. The guys I'm playing with, of course, James Montgomery is my old-time soulmate. He and I go way back as friends and conspirators on different projects. I can't even name all of the shows that James and I have done together. And so this is special. This summer is the first time that he and I have been together for a while. And I can guarantee you fireworks will ensue.
You already touched on it, but you guys have been friends and acquaintances and musicians together for a long, long time. You guys are so talented. You're doing so many different things. I didn't realize it had been a little while since you guys have been working together.
James and I share a love of the blues. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. We both have pursued our separate recording careers, of course, but when it comes to this type of music, everything, I think everything I've ever written really sprung from blues in one way or another. And so when I have a chance to play with James, who is the absolute master, it's exciting for me. I mean, I'm looking forward to it as a player because I don't know where it'll go. You know, it's always something different. James surprises me and surprises all of us. And so it's something I'm really, really looking forward to.
Well, that's got to, like you said, a lot more entertainment enjoyment to you, because as the fan, as us being there, we're looking forward to the show. We have no idea what to expect, but then you're up there with them just going, we're having fun.
For a player like me, Zach, for a player, the best thing to do is to experience the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing what songs James will pull from his extensive library or not knowing how he'll perform them or even what key until I get there, I'm having the time of my life. So anyone who is fortunate enough to bear witness and to be at the show, I think is going to see something exciting.
I'm talking with John Butcher. He's going to be joining James Montgomery in the Blues Project coming up this Saturday, Kingswood Arts Center in Wolfboro. Tickets are still on sale right now, brownpapertickets.com, or you can head on into Black's Paper and Gift Shop to pick them up in person. And it's going to be an incredible night of blues, of rock, but also local New England talent. You, James, and also Barry Gaudreau, formerly of Boston. Barry's Engine Room is also there.
Oh, and how cool is that? Plus, we are in the band. Tim Archibald on bass, also from the Engine Room, from Barry's group. AJ Valley, killer drummer from the Peach Eaters, and of course there's Chuck Farrell, also from the Peach Eaters on guitar. So it's a rounded out group, and having a chance to interact with Barry again. I can't even remember the last time Barry and I shared a stage. I think it might have been, I can't even remember. It's been that long. So it's something new for me, something exciting to look forward to this summer, and I'm bringing my Stratocaster.
Well, that leads me into my next question. I'm sure you've got a few guitars. How big is the collection?
Well, for obvious reasons, you know, you wouldn't want to put an exact number to it.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't want to flirt with anybody who, let's just say, wanted to inspect it personally.
Yep.
You know, that probably wouldn't be a good idea. But let me say, my interest in collecting guitars and finding different pieces that I've always wanted or always wanted to try is something I really enjoy to this day. It hasn't waned over decades. Whenever we go into a town, a new place, or even a familiar place, the first thing I want to do is, you know, once we leave the airport, is try and find the guitar stores. So my collection, shall we say, is not as big as some. It's certainly not as big as Joe Walsh or other players that I know that mm-hmm. have huge collections. But I got a couple of Strats. Yeah.
Do you?
I'll bring in my favorite. I have a '63 Olympic White Stratocaster that I've had for more years than I can remember. I'm bringing that for the show in Wolfboro, so everyone gets a chance to see and experience my number one.
Is it? I'm not a musician, so I don't know. But how hard is it to maintain an instrument like a guitar over the years? Because like with antique cars, it gets tough over time of finding all the pieces. Is it the same
with a guitar?
That's a really
great question. It's slightly different, and I'll explain it this way. With an antique car, what you really want to do is have it as pristine as you can.
Mm-hmm.
With a guitar, ideally, we'd all like to have pristine instruments, but these
yep.
guitars of mine get used.
Yeah.
You know, they travel, they see duty. And so they their physical appearance reflects that. Consequently, my white Strat, my favorite Fender 1963 Olympic white Stratocaster, that guitar is pretty, you know, pretty worn, pretty beat up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't trade it for anything. So I think it's slightly different. You want to keep a vintage car as clean as possible. But guitars like this, you don't want to restore them to clean. You want to keep them as they are.
Have you always been drawn to the guitar, or did you dabble a little bit before you got your first guitar with other instruments?
Man, I was 5 years old, and I was watching TV in Alaska, and I noticed singing cowboys like Gene Autry from mm-hmm. back in those old days of black and white, shorts.
Yeah.
We would get them in Alaska decades later. So I'm watching, you know, Roy Rogers and Gene Autry about the time that everybody else is watching Batman and Bewitched. We just got them later. So these guys were singing cowboys. They had a guitar, and they had a horse, and they got the girl at the end, and I said, that's for me.
John,
and that's what led me to the guitar. That was five.
John Butcher, the five-year-old cowboy guitarist.
I got pictures to prove it, too.
Really?
Yeah. I'll send you one. You won't believe it.
That's incredible. I'm talking with John Butcher. He's going to be joining James Montgomery and Barry Gaudreau this Saturday, Kingswood Arts Center. It's going to be an amazing show of rock and blues. I know earlier this year, the very first two John Butcher Access albums, John Butcher Access and Stare at the Sun, they were... I read that they were officially released on CD. Is that true that they had never been on CD?
I'm so happy you asked about that. The first two records, the first one was called The John Butcher Axis. The second was called Stare at the Sun. Those two records were originally released on Polydor,
mm-hmm.
my first label. And Escape Music in the United Kingdom, in London, has remastered those two records. Right?
Yeah.
So they're completely remastered. They sound amazing. Like, I wish they sounded that way when they were first released. He's put them on CD, and now they're available at Escape Music. You can find them online or at Facebook or wherever. And write those good folks, and they'd be happy to send you a copy of the newly remastered and re-released John Butcher Axe's first record and the second, Stare at the Sun, and they sound terrific.
Now, did they approach you, or were you like shopping around wanting these to finally come to CD?
I got an email one day, you know, from the president of that label, expressing interest, and you know, we hit it off. We talked on the phone and moved forward. I mean, it was something that was time to happen. You know, from his standpoint, his music group and label has seen interest in having those early records by fans, which, believe me, is as surprising to me as anyone.
but
there it is. That's what happened.
Well, that's awesome.
And he got in touch with me, and we did a quick deal, and now they're out.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that's incredible. I had no idea that they weren't on CD until earlier in 2018. I was not aware
that,
of that.
How about that?
That is incredible. Talking with John Butcher, you can see him this Saturday with James Montgomery and Barry Goodreau at the Kingswood Arts Center. Tickets on sale, brownpapertickets.com. Also in person down at Black's Paper and Gift Shop right in Wolfboro. Now, you've been playing, you've performed with so many people talented just like you. Is there any musician, guitarist, or any other instrument that you would love to still play with?
A dozen. Two dozen. There are so many terrific players. One of my idols, though, I'll share this with you, I've had a chance to play with and appear in a music video with, and that's Jeff Beck.
Oh, yeah.
That was, as you might imagine, the highlight of my life. He and Jimmy formed so much of the basis of how I appreciated the electric guitar. And Jeff Beck is still doing that, only he's better than he's ever been. Sometimes I listen to him play, man, and I want to just put it down, like quit. And other times I feel it lifted, you know, like inspired that this guy at his age is killing it. He's killing it. And he shows me that you never really stop, you know, if your interest is in the craft. In the music, if that's why you're doing it, you never stop growing. I'm practicing to this. I'll be practicing in an hour.
You can never stop improving.
No, not at all.
I think Jeff Beck, he's such a talented artist. I think in reality, he's one of the most underappreciated radio performing artists. You don't hear Jeff Beck that much on the radio. We play some of his music, but I can't think of another radio station that I've been to or that I've worked at or listened to that plays a lot of Jeff Beck. I don't know why, because he's so talented.
You know, of course, Eric Clapton gets of the, you know.
Of course.
You know, he takes up a lot of that oxygen.
Yeah.
You know, and deservedly so. I mean, that's no knock against Eric Clapton. He's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But him and Beck came from the same era and pretty much the same, you know, school of rock, if you will. And so I think Beck is doing great.
Mm-hmm.
For an instrumentalist, which he is, he's not a singer.
Yep.
For an instrumentalist, touring the world and playing great shows, and his shows are always tremendous. I mean, you know, I would love to do a tour with Beck. That would be the ultimate for me.
He's on my bucket list of artists to see, so I'm hoping that next time he comes through, I'll be able to swing over and check out his show live, because I love
his music. Very impressive, even if you're not a guitar player.
No, yeah. He puts on a great show from what I've been told, and it's one of those of, I want to see him, because I don't want to miss him.
I love playing with guys who inspire me. This Saturday, in addition to James, Tim Archibald is one of the finest players, the finest bass players in the world, as far as I'm concerned. He's really that good, and he's a joy to be around. One of those guys that's just easygoing, and a complete unselfish, giving musician. It's a pleasure. Same can be said for Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Farrell, who plays with the Peach Eaters, is a great player. And easy to be around. And so it makes it an experience like this fun for me. It's not like work. Like, I'm looking forward to this mini vacation this Saturday where I get to bring, you know, the fat man, my Strat, and play with my friends and rip it up. I'm excited.
Tickets still on sale, brownpapertickets.com. The show's happening this Saturday, Kingswood Arts Center with John Butcher and, of course, James Montgomery and Barry Goodreau. While we were planning for you to call in, you had sent me a couple songs. Of course, I have the older John Access stuff, but you said these ones are much newer. You sent me Love Made a Fool and
yeah,
Better Off Dead.
Yeah, the two tracks I sent, I think so, Zach.
Okay.
I think the two that I sent you will give a taste of what people will see when they come to see us on Saturday. One track, you know, they're both on different records of mine. One's on one of my Blues Bureau records, I think Electric Factory. And the other's on a solo release. But the point is, when you hear these, you listen to this and you go, okay, I get it. Check it out.
All right, well, Be sure to check it out this Saturday. James Montgomery with the Blues Project featuring the one and only John Butcher. Special guest Barry Gaudreau's Engine Room. Tickets on sale, brownpapertickets.com. You can get them in person if you're heading into Wolfboro. Head on down to Black's Paper and Gift Shop. You can get them there. John, thank you very much for chatting with me. I hope you have a great rest of your afternoon. We'll try to cool down the weekend for you by the time you get here, all right?
I would appreciate it. Thanks very much, Zach.
You're welcome. More music on the way. It's 104.9 The Hawk.